This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, just got back from Florida. Did a high school, did a middle school, and then we went to do a co-op school. All this in Fort Lauderdale, as well as in Hollywood, Florida. And it was a jam-packed week, let me tell you. And as usual, the kids were awesome. And as usual, you're going to receive a little persecution from them that should know better, especially in a Christian setting. There's challenges, folks, when you go into Christian school. We've done three of them out of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of high schools that we've done across the country. Easily, hands down, a majority of them have been secular high schools. That means without God, right? Most people know them by the definition that's, well, they're being labeled government schools today, when in fact the government has no business in public schools whatsoever. That's a violation of Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. But with that said, friends, it was a good week. It was a profitable week. And it was a victory, another victory. It's interesting, friends, because what I come up with is the conclusion that the American version of what they call the church today, they don't want fighters in the church. Because if they have fighters in the church, the fighters expose them, not purposely, for what they leave undone. And we can see in Numbers 14 where Joshua and Caleb, who wholly followed the Lord, and the Lord promised them that he would give them what they were willing to fight for, literally. Well, if you remember right, they came back with the good fruit in hand. They said, the land is there for our taking. And Scripture, of course, tells us those that actually do the works because of love and because of faith, that if you're willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. Well, we're partakers of that good. But again, notice Joshua and Caleb when they came back in Numbers 14 and they showed the people what could be done. How did the people respond? Did they respond favorably? Like, yes, I knew we could do this. Yes, we need to trust in the living God and he's just going to give everything to us. Yes, we can just sit on our little hind ends and do nothing and God's going to, he's going to do everything for us, you know? Well, that's not scriptural. But notice how they did respond to Joshua and Caleb. They picked up stones and they wanted to stone them to death. Why? Because they brought in the good report. Oh, how the church in America loves the bad report. Because then they can change their theology. They can pervert their doctrine because they don't have the Spirit of God. And what they can do then is say, you know what? God's going to rapture us from responsibility. They're going to give us nothing but a bunch of doom and gloom. And there's nothing that can be done. When again, in fact, Scripture teaches us just the exact opposite. In parallel to that, did you hear, friends, in the UK recently, we had seen that the Muslims that have overtaken that country, literally, in small numbers, as a matter of fact, because they do. What's interesting to note, friends, is they put their kids in schools in the UK. And they found out that there was this LGBT propaganda that they were throwing in the textbooks in those schools in the UK. You know what the Muslims did? They pulled their kids from public schools in a short amount of time, and they demanded that they remove the LGBT curriculum. Guess what they did? They removed the LGBT curriculum. How is it, folks, that your sworn enemies without and within know how to get the job done? Small numbers. And just think about it. When you put that in parallel to what you see in America, you have 86% of Americans that call themselves Christians. And yet there's LGBT curriculums in public schools. Not just in high schools and not just in middle schools, not just in elementary schools, but also in preschools. And isn't it interesting that those 86% that complain about what's going on in public schools are the Christians that are dropping their kids off at public schools to be illegally indoctrinated. They want someone else to do for them what they're unwilling to do for themselves and their own children. And again, Scripture comes to my aid where the Bible is clear when it says, raise up a child, train them up in the ways that they will go, so when they are old, they will not depart from them. That must apply to somebody else. That must apply to a different country. But again, look at what your enemies, America, are doing. Look what we're seeing in government in this country today. Because a few people are willing to stand up and actually move on what they declare that they believe. And look what's happening. The land's being given up to them. Little by little. And keep in mind, concerning Muslim infiltration into this country, friends, we're already seeing it in small numbers, but rest assured, friends, the seeds have been planted for your destruction if you refuse to act. You can rest assured as to what I'm telling you right now. A little leaven leaveneth a whole lump. You're supposed to purge the leaven that the lump might be holy. But again, the American people, they'll sit back and tolerate. They'll sit back and complain about the things that they tolerate. You say that I'm being sarcastic. No, I'm not. It's true. Your enemies shame you, America. Your enemies are winning, America, and they're winning because they're doing, America. That should be a reproof within itself. Read the book of Jeremiah, chapter 6. But we're back, again, showing the American people our fruits. I was talking to someone earlier, and we were going back and forth, and I said, isn't it interesting that there's $12 trillion that go through the church in America every year? And less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go to the young people are withheld. Less than 0.5% of 1% of all the finances that go into the church go to the young people. Where's all that money going, friends? It's going for their new buildings, their church pews, their brand new cars, their third homes, their jets. The list goes on. And the American people stand back and wonder why they're losing their country. Going to be right back.
Hi, friends. I'm Pastor Mike Spaulding, inviting you to join me in Lima, Ohio, July 26th and 27th for the Go Therefore 2019 conference. You can go to gothereforeconference.com for registration information. Some of our many speakers include Bradley Dean, Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, Dr. Michael Lake, Dr. John Diamond, L.A. Marzulli, Jamie Walden, Doug Woodward, Russ Dizdar. gothereforeconference.com for registration information. gothereforeconference.com.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, we're going to get to this in just a moment. What's in the heart will come out of the mouth. How many are deceived? There is no pretending. We'll be covering that in just a couple minutes here. I want to kind of continue on from the first segment. I was sharing with you that we just got back from doing a high school, a middle school, and then we went over and did a co-op school in Fort Lauderdale and over in Hollywood, Florida as well. They're theirs for our taking, friends. They're there for our takings. They're our kids. With that said, I was also sharing with you, friends, that trillions and trillions of dollars, friends, go into the church in America every year. A lot of that money goes to foreign missions. And I've shared with you in the past, and I share with you again today, that isn't it interesting how they can go into a foreign land, missionaries from America, can go into a foreign land and preach a gospel that they're unwilling to preach in their own backyard because they're afraid of their own unruly governments in this country. Isn't that interesting how that works? And then when a guy does stand up, as I was sharing with my friend earlier, it's interesting, I said, because when I first got into the church, I thought for sure that I was going to get the full support of the church by going out and fulfilling my call. And little did I know my opposition was going to come from the very people that I thought was going to support us. And I just told you during the last segment that less than 0.5% of 1% of all finances that go into the church go into the young people. As a matter of fact, out of the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of high schools that we've done across the country in secular schools, friends, did you know that we had to raise the money to do them? I know that there's a lot of people that are under the delusion that guys like me are just making it. We're making stacks of cash. We got so much money laying around, we can do whatever we want to do, and we got two homes, and we got a jet, we got this, that, and the other thing. No, 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 you misunderstand. A ministry like mine, when it preaches the mandate, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, it's not what you're taught in America, friends. I'm not talking about that harlotin Benny Hinn, or Kenneth Copeland, or Joyce Myers. No, 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 I'm not preaching God loves you and has a wonderful plan in your, for your life, because it's not in the scriptures. Okay? They're telling you what you want to hear, and the American people, in their biblical illiteracy, are heaping up teachers to itch their itching ears as they're giving them people money to make hundreds of millions of dollars. As a matter of fact, Kenneth Copeland is pivoting on the billionaire status right now. He's got two airstrips. He's got this ginormous home. What is he preaching? He's preaching metaphysics, right? That's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Remember, Paul, the guy that wrote two-thirds of the New Testament, he was in prison much of the time throughout the duration of his life writing the New Testament. Not for anything that he did wrong, but for what he was doing right. That's this kind of ministry. And I just praise God for the freedoms that we have, that we're not in prison doing the things that we do. But I'll tell you what, the totalitarian system that's put in place today through a government that counters and stands in stark contrast to American government that you see today, corrupt politicians and the CIA-controlled media, they're doing everything in their power to suppress free speech in this country. So we're incrementally putting ourselves there, and if we have to go there, we will go there. Matter of fact, if you encountering that point, friends, if you look to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, freedom of speech dead in UK. One of London's Muslim mayor defends arrest of a Christian preacher. He said there's limits on free speech. We'll see that in America too. We already see it in the high schools. And the American people have drank the Kool-Aid, and they're just going along with it. And there's the church to enforce the unlawful mandates and sanctions by a corrupt government that is out of scope concerning their authorities that have been delegated to them by we the people. But isn't it interesting, friends? I mean, when we first got into the church, we just thought, you know what, the support's going to be there. It's not going to be hard to get the support. Nothing could be further from the truth, especially a ministry like this. I see things as black and white because that's how Scripture gives it. There's no room for false doctrine. We preach against false doctrine. Jesus said that I'd have you hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. But I want to tell you something. When you obey Jesus Christ and you go out there and you try to make your mark, and I'm talking about the fingerprints of God all over your ministry, and doing the call and living out the call, that's where the opposition comes from, friends, is those that should know better. And yet we have commercials running through our radio program asking for support. I just want to say this to you. Shame on you. Shame on you that should know better. Remember I said during the first segment that the persecution, friends, comes with the doing of the word. I can sit on the radio and talk all day. I can talk like a bad boy. I can say everything that needs to be said. I can show courage on the radio. But I'll tell you what, the courage is seen by the world, by what you do with it. That's where the persecution is. Everything can be hunky-dory, but when you begin to do, there comes the prosecution. I'm sorry, the persecution. And in their hopes, prosecution comes soon behind it. How many in this country are in trouble because you're sowing into ministries, friends, that are just hearers of the word, doing is the furthest thing from their minds. And I'm not saying this to you in the sense of, you know, trying to dim their light and make mine brighter or to take from them to give to us. No, that's fine. I'm just here pointing my finger at people that should know better. The persecution comes in the doing, and I am a lightning rod when I'm out there, friends. And it is absolutely interesting, friends, how the CIA-controlled media knows exactly where I'm at every single time I step into a public arena. That's not far-fetched, friends. It's been going on for 20 years in this ministry. I've already shared with you the death threats and how they want to bomb my ministry. And you couldn't reply to the emails. They just mysteriously came from someone that knew how to block a return message or to trace it. The church doesn't want fighters. That's just the bottom line. They want a Jesus that looks just like them. And that is the second commandment, by the way. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image. A God that doesn't mind you lying, stealing, living your own selfish life, and the list goes on. The Bible says you're not to bow down unto it nor serve it. It's a rebuke by the Lord. It's the second commandment. Read Exodus 20. The church doesn't want fighters. They want people that just go along and agree with their lukewarm, if even that, message. How many people I know personally that listen to this radio show, that because they sow into a ministry, they somehow justify living their worldly lives. And yet Jesus said, and the Lord said, the Spirit of God said, through the apostles and the patriarchs, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? And also it was Jesus that said, come out from among them, be separate, or friendship with the world is enmity with God. And what did he say to people and about people like that? He said, you adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Deny yourself, take up your cross, follow me. You would expect everybody in the church to have the same mind in Christ. We're not to be conformed to the world. We're to be transformed by the renewing of our minds by the Word of God. Now, going back to this point, the church doesn't want fighters. They want a God that they have created. That's why they created, through a disobedient individual named Aaron that didn't want to hear Moses. And though after seeing the fingerprints of God, the signs, the wonders that followed them, through blood of the Paschal Lamb when they were delivered from Egypt and then chained to the Ten Commandments, all the way through they seen the miracles of God, and yet a day, 2 days, 3 days later, they're complaining that God sent us out into the wilderness to kill us. And you know, that's all they merely said is the Lord among us? And I'll tell you what, if you want to provoke the living God, that's all you have to do is say, is the Lord even among us? And don't sit there and blame God for what you leave undone, friends. But what did they do? Aaron said, well, because he feared the people, right? He didn't fear the face of God. He feared the people and he took of their gold and he made a golden calf. And the people cried out together, these be our gods, O Israel. It's exactly what you're seeing today in America. Church doesn't want Moses. They want a graven image. They want a God that looks just like them. And I just shared with you during the first segment, friends, it's interesting how small numbers in the UK concerning the Muslims just eradicated the indoctrination in the propaganda of the homosexual agenda there in that country by withholding their students from going in to be indoctrinated. They had enough common sense to stand up in small numbers, and they got the job done. Can you see that in America? Absolutely not. Be right back.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House says it values the relationship with Mexico, which is under pressure by President Trump to stop the flow of illegal aliens at our southern border. Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia was just down on the U.S.-Mexico border, and he says the Border Patrol agents had a message for him.
We'll do what needs to be done because I care about these people. But they're also, one of the things I also care about is there's superheroes among us right now. They're our Border Patrol agents. They're the folks down there, our agents with ICE and our agents at the ports of entry. They're the superheroes among us right now because they're dealing with a problem. Right. And as one of them looked at me the other day and said, we're doing our job, do yours.
A judge is issuing a stay allowing Missouri's only abortion clinic to remain open for now. Missouri Governor Michael Parson claims the state found numerous violations of state laws and regulations during their annual inspection of a Planned Parenthood in St. Louis and ordered it shut down. This is USA Radio News.
Is your dad a Trump supporter? It's Father's Day, and whether you love him or hate him, Donald Trump is our 45th president and is making history in our lifetime. Noble Gold has the perfect gift for dad, a minted exclusive collector's piece, the Trump Freedom Coin. One side depicts an image of Donald J. Trump, while the other side lists all his major achievements. At less than $40 for each silver coin, this makes a perfect gift for dads as well as grads. This commemorative limited edition 1 ounce silver coin is the only presidential Trump coin made up of 99.9% silver, not silver plated. And IRA approved. As the price of silver rises, so will the value of these coins. These silver coins, priced at less than $40, are a perfect gift for anyone. Act now. Go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. That's TrumpCoin2020.com. It's the perfect gift for your dad, the presidential Trump coin. Just go to TrumpCoin2020.com and use code 2020 to get $5 off now. TrumpCoin2020.com, code 2020.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Hey, I'll tell you something. You know, some of you people can say, you know, this guy, he just, the audacity, the temerity. Who does this guy think he's talking to? Oh, I'm just talking to a whole mess of people in this country that refuse to stand up and fight. And I'm telling you firsthand, if you want to stand back and allow your politicians to do it, the best you have aren't worth their weight in gold, friends, let me tell you. The best that you have in this country. You just go ahead and keep trusting those politicians. The strength of the Constitution is found within ourselves and our willingness to enforce it, the enumerated laws found within. I want to tell you who is working in the United States of America. As a matter of fact, if you go to the sonsoflibertymedia.com, Ilhan Omar is holding secret fundraisers. This said representative from the 5th District here in Minnesota, holding secret fundraisers with Hamas-linked care and terror-linked Muslim charities in California. This is happening in the United States of America. Did you guys forget about September 11th? Just curious. Because we were told for 17 years, friends, that our sworn enemies, the Muslims, are the ones that brought those two buildings down. Now we're seeing people in America ask the question, where are all those agencies that were supposed to protect us through the Patriot Act? Well, I can tell you where they're at. They're being used to zero in on those that actually love America and obey the Constitution and are Christians and are pro-life and are pro-Second Amendment. That's their targets. So if you're looking for the FBI or another one of these agencies, friends, they're just doing their job. They all the while know Ilhan Omar is holding secret fundraisers with Hamas-linked care. The media is giving them the microphone every time they want to say something. Who's working, friends? Your enemies are. And guess who's going to win the day if you refuse to stand up? Your enemies will, just like over in Europe. You don't like that truth? It doesn't matter. Facts don't care about your feelings, friends. I care more about you than you do if you're one of these people that I'm speaking to. I care more. I remember I used to have a guitar player in a Christian band. He was a black dude. I used to care more about the black people's cause than he did. I remember when I would preach to the homosexuals in when I was on Salem Communications for 13 years. I cared more about the homosexuals than their radical leaders did because I was preaching the Word of God to liberate them. But they didn't want liberation. They're playing a dangerous game by standing by and allowing these radicals to lead the way and lead in a direction that they don't want to go down. See, I have more of a care for people that refuse to repent, telling them this is wise for you to do so. And if the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, let him do his job that he might work repentance, 2 Corinthians 7:10. Because the love of Christ constraineth us. Friends, if I have no desire for you to be saved by telling you hard things, then guess what? I'm not your friend. Iron sharpens iron, right? Let it clank. Open rebuke is better than love carefully concealed. That's real love. For the sake of time, friends, do check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, what's going on in this country concerning Muslims, namely Rashida Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, Linda Sarsour, and others, Ocasio. What they're getting away with, friends, is it's treason, is really what it is. Read Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution. You'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. One of the things that I run into, switching gears just a bit, is people that call themselves Christians, and they have, as you might call it, potty mouths. And I just wrote an article this morning called Swearing Christians, There's No Such Thing. What are you talking about, Bradley? Well, what is in the heart, sooner or later, is going to come out of the mouth. And it's going to come out in your actions as well. And I say, how many are deceived to think that this is okay? And I'm also here to tell you, there is no pretending. Don't call yourself a Christian and act like the devil, friends. Because the Lord said in the third commandment of Exodus 20, thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain. You better practice what you preach, because if not, the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. The wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. Now, again, firsthand experience, I only can give what I've received. Freely we have received, freely we give. I remember when I first got saved from my sins, Matthew 1:21. Being washed in the blood of Jesus, Revelations 1:5. Being born of the Spirit of God, 1 Peter 1:23. And being broken down to nothing, literally nothing. Read Isaiah 66, verse 2, Psalm 51, verse 17, as well as, if you'd like to go in the medium way, friends, and I'm talking about between the two, go to Psalm 34, 18 as well. Now, being broken down to nothing, having in truth a born-again experience, John 3, 3, one in which no one could deny, and come to think of it, neither could I. I couldn't deny what was going on, because I was becoming a new man. I was experiencing what the power of God does through regeneration and the renewing of the Holy Ghost. Now, before this conversion took place within me, Ezekiel 36, 24 through 27, my favorite word used to be the F word. I mean, every single thing I said in that sentence or in that statement had to be the word, the F word. Again, before I got saved, everything I said, friends, included the F word. Yet, now that I'm now dead to my sins, Ephesians 2:1, and alive to the Spirit, Romans 8:10, my heart desire is to have my conversation to becometh the gospel of Jesus Christ. It's the truth. The Lord bear witness. Reads Philippians 1:27. As well, that my conversation would be led, Romans 8:14, of the Holy Spirit, that the Lord would continually show unto me all of his salvation. Psalm 50, verse 23. Oh, my lack of understanding when I first came into the American church, and how little did I know what I was getting myself in for. I was naive. How I thought that going into the church was going to be a stark contrast to the world that I was about to enter in, from darkness to light. I mean, from the rock and roll lifestyle to the American church, right? Black and white, oil and water. See, I speculated that the church is where the people are going to be upright, and they should be, by the way. When I went into the church, I speculated and expected to meet with a honest and a pure people, and they should be. And a people having a care for one another is what I expected to see. And I speculated that that's exactly, and what I expected, it's exactly what I got myself into. But boy, oh boy, how little of this did I see. Again, just making contrast. Now, when it came to simple conversations and hearing the words that came out of these people's hearts in the American church, and then their mouths, the things that they said sincerely took me back. And by the way, it still does today. I'm offended by it. When you're born of the Spirit of God, friends, keep in mind you're going to hate what God hates, and you're going to love that which God loves. And your mind doesn't even have to be a part of it, because the Spirit is within you. The kingdom of God is within, friends, not without. I remember once when a pastor's wife, I can still see it. I remember once when a pastor's wife had the impertinence and temerity to swear in sentence and then say to me, you didn't hear that, Bradley. Folks, I was again sincerely shocked by what she said to me. She said, you didn't hear that, Bradley. I heard it loud and clear. Maybe this pastor should have understood that whatever starts at the top will at length go to the bottom. And I want to tell you what, sure enough, it did. Matter of fact, that church was destroyed by people just like this pastor's wife. See, I went from one extremity to another, and I didn't want anything to do with the old man. Ephesians 4:22. I didn't want anything to do with the old Bradley whatsoever. And neither did I want to be around people that were merely pretending to be something they were not. Matthew 23, verse 3. Remember King David? He said, I'm a companion of all them that fear the Lord, and of them that keep thy precepts. Doers of the word, not hearers only. Understanding the Lord. Walking in the light of his countenance. Walking in holiness. And again, why do we walk and desire to be holy? Because of gratitude for what he did for us on the cross. Another experience that I had was when I was preaching up in northern Minnesota, where this said praise and worship leader came up to me, and folks, he was looking at me. He was practicing, and then he stopped and came over to me and my wife, and he mouthed the F word to me. I can still feel my offense when he did it. And again, this wasn't in my head. I wasn't like, you know, I didn't have in my mind, I'm going to be mad at someone that uses foul language. No, it wasn't there. It wasn't in my head. Remember, God speaks to the heart, not the head, right? Regeneration takes place in the heart and then the head. As we renew ourselves day by day. As we study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Feeding on the doctrine that we are commanded by Jesus Christ to know. Working out our own salvation with fear and trembling. But I remember when I came up to this guy, and I can still see him. And he mouths the F word to me, and then he leads up the praise and worship service. I went directly to the pastor and I said, what do you have this guy leading praise and worship for? Because whatever starts at the top in praise and worship is going to go to the bottom.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Dr. John Diamond. I'm the director of Peacemakers Outreach and the author of the book, An Appeal to Heaven. Bradley Dean's Sons of Liberty radio show is a breath of fresh air in a nation where even the pastors are afraid to preach the truth.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean, Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Didn't open up the lines today for the very sake of I have much to catch up on here and unload and a download for you to hear in getting caught up. But if you'd like to check out the phones at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We just got back from Michigan 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago. Then we went to Wisconsin, and after Wisconsin, we came home for a minute, and then we went right back out to Florida. We were there a month and a half ago, and then we were invited back again, so we came back to do the high school. Then we did a middle school. Then we did a co-op school, and now we just came back, got home Saturday night, and then we are going to take a breather, and then in a week and a half, we're going to be out in Canton, Ohio. Dave Davenmeyer has an event out there, and I want to tell you what, friends, this is a different breed of preachers. They are the Black Robe Regiment. If you'd like to check that out, please do. Go online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or go to their website. Matter of fact, I'm going to go over there really quick, if you don't mind. I also wanted to let you know, in the meantime, while I am going over there, check out sonsoflibertymedia.com, YouTube, Bradley Dean as well. Friends, we got brand new videos going up every week. Just put up another one last week. And with that said, friends, we literally have, you know, lots of folks going to that website. And if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. That event in Canton, Ohio is April 12th through the 14th. It's called Occupy Conference. It's not, folks, it's gospel ministries. These are the real deal ministries. They're not a bunch of Americanized pansies that call themselves Christians when nothing could be further from the truth. These guys are the real deal. If you're on the East Coast, April 12th through the 14th, I will be speaking on two different occasions there. This group of people are great, and I trust that the people that are coming are serious about their Christian walk, and that we are to be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving themselves. Go to Occupy2019.com. Occupy2019.com. Also wanted to say thank you to Dave Davenmeyer, Coach Dave, for covering the show last week, along with Tim Brown, Senior Editor of SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Getting back to swearing Christians, friends, there's no such thing. Now, I can hear, here's an answer back for you. Someone's saying, well, Bradley, who made you God? I'm not God. I'm just an ambassador on the behalf of the God that I love. Oh, do you think you're the standard? Nope, never did. Just giving you the judge's word. Jesus Christ is the standard. I'm not. And first of all, you should be thanking me that I'm telling you the truth rather than giving me your disdain or your unwarranted rebuke. Because, friends, real love tells the truth. Doesn't lie. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 12, let love be without dissimulation. It's to be a not a fiend love, a counterfeit love. It's supposed to be a unfiend love, a real love. Not allowing our brothers to continue on in sin, warning them before the Lord. 2 Chronicles 19 verse 10. Read it when you get a moment. So with that said, let's continue on. I was just highlighting that I was at a praise and worship. I was going to preach at this particular church in northern Minnesota, and the praise and worship they were practicing, and a guy comes up to me and mouths to us the F word to me and my wife, and I was shocked. I was, and offended, totally offended. And I immediately went over to the guy that led the church up, and I said, dude, what do you have a guy like this leading up your praise and worship for? I mean, maybe he forgot about Nadab and Abihu, I don't know, who brought up strange fire, and both of them were smitten by God. I mean, this isn't a thing of the past, friends. It still is today. And you need to keep in mind that if the praise and worship leader is filthy, guess what they're going to bring on? Well, some will say, well, that's just nonsense. No, it's not nonsense. The anointing is there to break the yoke. There's also a demonic anointing that will fall on people. And what goes through that individual will go to other people's if you allow it. And I've seen it 100,000 times. Let me give you a case in point, even for people praying and putting their hands on each other. The Bible says, lay hands on no man suddenly, neither be partakers of their sins. In other words, be careful, friends, what you listen to. Be careful of those that put their hands on you and want to pray for you. You know, I've heard people say, you know, you chew up the meat and spit out the bones. Yeah, that's true. But when it comes to your kids and even yourself, friends, you should have enough discernment and common sense by the Holy Ghost who anoints your eyes to see and anoints your ears to hear as to what you have in front of you in so many different ways. Now, I know that not everybody's giftings are mine, but the fact of the matter is I can walk into a situation and I can tell you in 5 minutes exactly what's wrong with the room. You know, the big corporations, you know that they have people that they hire. Like IBM, for example, they'll hire these guys that are called troubleshooters. They pay them money to come into their companies to show them what's wrong, that they might get the rocks out of their strings, per se, that they might become more profitable. Well, so am I, friends, that you might become profitable in the things of your spiritual life. Jesus said, I've come that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Okay? So again, let's put this into perspective. But again, friends, talking about swearing Christians, there's no such thing. There isn't. It's interesting because I would ask the question, is this somehow acceptable to drop a little every now and then the F word or the D word or the GD word or Jesus where they're taking their the Son of God's name in vain? That's a serious offense, folks. You got to ask the question, if that's coming out of your mouth, what's in your heart? When I first got saved, it was the first thing I noticed about myself is my mouth was cleaned up. Why? Because my heart was cleaned up. Ezekiel 36, friends. It's a work of the Holy Ghost. Let me ask you, is Christ the minister of sin? Galatians 2:17, God forbid. Read Romans 6:1. Yet this man that I'm highlighting right now was using the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, Galatians 5:13, and out of the abundance of his filthy, rotten heart was his filthy mouth. His filthy, rotten mouth. And it spoke. You know, I remember a lady one time said to D.L. Moody, "Oh, you know, the best part of my husband is his heart." D.L. Moody said in his spiritual wisdom, "That's the worst part about him. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? For a man to trust in his own heart, the Bible says he's a fool," right? We trust in the living God as we feed on his word, the bread of life. You know, as a matter of fact, in Matthew 12:24, it says, "You brood of vipers, how can you speak good things when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks." And then again, these same people wonder why the world is not converted. It's not because they haven't been converted, the world, because they haven't. We already know that. But it's the people that call themselves Christians that spew out filthiness from their filthy hearts that have yet to be converted. Read Psalm 19:7. How is it that them that call themselves Christians do not understand that which is born of the flesh is flesh? John 3:6. And how many times I've encountered this, even from them I respected. And yes, I said respected as in past tense. It's staggering, friends. I mean, what is it that these hypocrites don't understand? Did Jesus talk that way? Absolutely not. He didn't. How many times did the Pharisees try to catch him in something? And yet it was Jesus that said, "Which one of you can convince me of sin?" He never sinned. He was perfect, undefiled, holy, and harmless. Okay? But again, how many times have I encountered people that call themselves Christians that talk out of both sides of their mouths? They're preaching to the people as to how they're to live, but yet they themselves don't live that way. Scripture is very clear in this matter. Listen carefully, friends. "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace to the hearers." Ephesians 4:29. Whoa! Or what about this one found in James 1:26? This is my favorite. "If any man among you seem to be a Christian and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain." It's worthless. It's empty. So, it's been said Christians are going to preach the gospel to the whole world, and if they have to, they're to use words. Well, this is a truth in part only, because we know action speaks louder than words, 1 John 3:18. But the fact of the matter is, Christians have to use words that Christ commanded us to preach when it comes to his gospel, Mark 16:15. But in the process, let's just make certain that they are his words in the preaching, either in word or in deed, Colossians 3:17, even going so far as in our thoughts. You ready for this one? 2 Corinthians 10:5, "And bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ." It first starts with our thoughts. Friends, the world is watching as well as it's listening. Love you by what we do. Talking 23. See ya.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.